Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today is August 3rd, 2010. Today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date on this one is May 26th, 1953, and the title is Cattleman's War. Hope you guys enjoy.
Question.
Could I have cancer without knowing it?
Answer. Yes, you could. All cancer begins silently without the person being aware of it.
Question.
Then how can the disease be detected in time to be cured?
Answer.
Your best protection is yearly health checkups. A checkup can give your doctor the chance to detect early cancer, if it should be present, long before you yourself might be aware of it.
Questions about cancer. Knowing the correct answers could help you save your life. For your own protection, the American Cancer Society urges you to learn cancer's seven danger signals and other vital facts about this disease. You can read these life-saving facts in a valuable free booklet. For your copy, write or phone your American Cancer Society.
The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Cattleman's War. Some of the bloodiest battles in the history of the Old Southwest were fought between cattlemen. The reasons were several, among them being cattle rustling, real or fancied theft of rangeland, and finally, objection to honest competition. Hot-headed accusations were quickly followed by the roar of six guns, and a cattle war would be on. As our story opens, a guileless-looking, fresh-faced boy of 20 is just riding up to a big ranch house. He is heavily armed.
Oh. Howdy. You Ed Domingo?
Yeah. Who are you, kid?
I'm Billy Madison. You sent over to Roswell for me, didn't you?
Billy Madison? You?
Yeah. Look, Domingo, if this is a put-up job...
No. I sent for you, sure enough. Expected you to be older, though. Come on up in the porch and sit down, Billy.
What you want me for, Domingo?
Well, I... Say, are you the Billy Madison that's got the record of 20 killings?
21. I got a number yesterday in a poker game.
For cheating?
I didn't like his looks. Come on, what's the story, Domingo?
Well, there's an hombre named Sid Baker running his cattle on my lands. I was here in this valley before he was, and I aim to be here after he's gone. His place is to the south. About every afternoon at this time, he rides into town along the old Fort Trail.
You want me to get him, huh?
That's right. Bushwhack him.
Anyway, you say, as long as I get my money?
Yeah, you better be careful, Billy. I just heard the Cisco Kid's camped out along that trail. Maybe he's heard there's trouble coming up and he's here to mix into it.
What of it? I can beat Cisco to the draw any day you name. Wouldn't mind doing it either.
All right. But just be careful. Better get going, Billy.
After I get paid.
Yeah. 200 be enough?
300.
Now, look, kid, that's mighty high.
I said 300 to me.
All right. I'll pay you. My thunder, kid, them eyes of yours make me cold. They sure don't go with the rest of your face.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho. Chop enough of the wood now, no?
Yeah, that's nearly enough, amigo.
Perhaps one or two more sticks for our fire tonight.
Poncho, stop. Poncho, think you feel like troubles in this country, Cisco? Everywhere Cisco and Poncho ride, Poncho see hombres where the guns and the big cottages in his belts. And they keep looking all around them.
See, there is a feeling of trouble in the air, Poncho. I do not know what it is. But as soon as we finish making our camp, we will ride into town to see our old friend Sheriff Dobbs. Perhaps he can explain.
Poncho, chop some more.
Hey, here comes a rider now, Poncho. He also is armed to the teeth.
Poncho, not chop some more.
You hombres know whose land you're camping on?
We thought this was public land, senor.
Well, it ain't. It's my land. I filed on it fair and square.
Very well, then. If you wish us to, we will move to the public land.
Now, wait a minute. Are you two men riding for a big yet, Domingo?
We've never heard of Senor Domingo. Only an hour ago, we rode into this county, senor.
Who are you?
I'm the Cisco Kid, and this is mi compañero, Pancho.
Buenos dias, senor.
Oh, Cisco Kid, huh? I've heard about you. I heard Sheriff Dobbs speak of you. Seems to think you're pretty good hombres.
We hope so, senor. Now, if you will tell us where to find the public land...
Yeah, that's all right. You can stay right here. I just thought at first you might be Dominguez's man. My name's Baker. Sid Baker.
Well, we are glad to know you, Senor Baker.
He and Pancho are glad to stay here, too. Not have to chop the wood all over again.
Just stay as long as you like. Well, I got to be getting out of town.
Senor Baker look like troubles, too, Cisco. Two pistols, one rifle, one knife, because it's his belt.
Hey, I'm afraid there is trouble here, Pancho. Come, let us ride into town and see Sheriff Dobbs. Someone is shooting. Mother mia, now what? Diablo!
This is Lobo.
Someday Pancho learn to whistle, maybe.
Is it Diablo? I hope nothing has happened to Senor Baker. Come on up, Diablo.
Diablo, we're going to go. Senor Baker shoot at the gopher of the wildcat, Cisco, huh?
No, I would not think so, Pancho. Now, with all that shooting, something more serious than that. Just as soon as we get around this bend in the trail, we'll be there. Santo! Put him!
Ho, ho, ho! Senor Baker lay on the ground, Cisco.
Si, as I feared. He has been shot. Been shot twice, Pancho. Probably from ambush, too.
This hombre shoot the Senor Cisco?
No, Pancho.
No?
Sheriff Dobbs. Oh. Hola, Sheriff.
Hola, Sheriff.
Well, Cisco, Pancho, I didn't expect to see you two hombres.
Our camp is just around the bend, Sheriff. We're just coming in to see you when we heard shooting and came to see what it meant.
By the looks of it, Cisco, it means that Sid Baker's been murdered.
Say. Well,
Cisco and Pancho not know nothing about this, Sheriff.
I do, Pancho. I know just who done it. He was in town a while ago bragging he was going to get Sid.
What do you mean, Sheriff?
I mean Billy Madison.
Billy Madison?
That's right. I rode after him out of town, but I didn't get here quick enough. Mighty sorry about this. Sid Baker was all right, honest and square.
He was nice to us, Sheriff. He allowed us to make camp on his land.
Said Ed Domingo. Cisco, you and Pancho give me a hand with Sid's body, will you?
Si, senor Sheriff.
We'll take it to town. Then I want to talk real serious with you boys. I'm going to need help. Just as sure as anything, this killing means the start of the cattle war.
Hey,
you noticed how quick the word spread over town about Baker's getting bushwhacked, didn't you, Cisco?
Si, Sheriff.
And Pancho, didn't the air feel like before a big, big storm?
It fit exactly, Pancho. Come on in the office, boys. I want to talk to you.
Si, senor Sheriff. Come on, Pancho.
Yeah, I come.
You want this door closed, Sheriff?
No, leave it open, Cisco. Stuffy in here. Sit down, boys.
Gracias.
Come right to the point, Cisco. There's going to be leaping blue blazes around here in the next 24 hours. My deputy quit last week to take a job in Denver. I'd like to swear you in.
Pancho would like you to swear at him, too, Sheriff.
I guess I could do that, Pancho. I can use two deputies. The thing is, Cisco, there ain't a man around here I could call on. Oh, lots of them got nerve enough, but none of them's had the experience you've had at dealing with this sort of thing. What do you say?
Well, may I ask a question or two first, Sheriff?
You can ask as many as you like.
Just who is this Domingo hombre I have been hearing so much about?
Ed Domingo's bad, Cisco. Thinks he owns the whole country. Runs his cattle anywhere he pleases. He come in here right after the Civil War when cattle was running wild. Slapped his brand on them. Hundreds of them. Made lots of money.
And what about Senor Baker?
He was all right. He came here to give Domingo some honest competition. But Domingo didn't want competition. Just seen what he did about it.
And you think Senor Baker's men will go after these Domingo hombres?
I know they will, Cisco. Sid's got some mighty tough hands working for him.
I see.
Bucktooth Morenci's his foreman. He's a big, roughed-up giant of a man, hot-headed and wild. But he's mighty loyal to Sid, and by thunder, there's Sid's outfit now. Hey, Bucktooth, wait a minute.
Howdy, Sheriff.
What you want he's doing in town?
Oh, just look around.
You better not be too jumpy with them guns of yours, Bucktooth. Murder's murder, no matter what the cause is.
Sure, Sheriff, that's right. As you, I take a vacation for myself.
They'll be waiting in the cafe for Domingo's men. Only thing is, Cisco, when the bullets start flying, some innocent people are liable to get killed. I need help to stop this before it gets started. Well?
Very well, Sheriff. You can swear Pancho and me in as your deputies.
Good. While I'm out to Domingo's, you can keep an eye on Bucktooth's gang.
You are going out to Domingo's?
I'm going out after Billy Madison.
Sheriff, that Billy Madison is barely out of his teens. But they say he is one of the most vicious and fastest killers in the whole country. Pancho and I had better go with you.
No, Cisco. I figure to get the drop on Billy. You watch Bucktooth. Now, you and Pancho, raise your right hands.
You got Baker, hey, Billy?
Plum Center, Domingo. Any more jobs you want done?
Might be. You better stick around, kid.
Hey, who's this coming?
I don't know yet. Well, yes, it's the sheriff. Maybe he's after you, Billy. You better get in the house.
Give me that rifle.
No. I ain't out to get the sheriff. Unless he makes too much trouble.
I am. Give me that rifle.
I said no, Billy. Now get in the house.
I ain't used to taking orders, Domingo. You hear me?
All right. All right, kid. Here's the rifle.
Yeah, that's better. Carter's in the chamber? Yes, he's all ready.
Billy, shut up.
He's right in my sights. Coming to get Billy Madison, huh?
Pancho thinks these hombres mean trouble, Cisco.
Si, Pancho. They're getting up their courage for their fight.
Uh-huh.
But we will sit here and watch from this table until something happens.
Oh. Big Bucktooth hombre. He looking over here, Cisco. Now you walk over.
Si.
Howdy, deputies. Nice shiny stars you're wearing.
Si, that is true, senor.
You're the Cisco kid, ain't you?
See?
He's Cisco and I Pancho, senor. And together we Cisco and Pancho, no?
Cisco, I got nothing against you. But they say you're quite a fighter with your fists. I figure I can lick the daylights out of you.
Perhaps sometime you will have the chance to try, senor Bucktooth. At the moment, I am not in the mood for fighting.
Scared of me, huh?
See, I'm shivering in my boots.
Cisco not scared, senor. Cisco not even scared of ghosts.
Oh, get up.
All right, hombre. If you persist in trying to start a fight, you may not care for the result.
I'll show you, Cisco. But
hey, Billy Madison got the sheriff.
What? What's that?
He shot the sheriff.
I'll see you later, Cisco.
Yes, sir. Shot him, come off his horse while he was riding into Ed Domingo's place.
Ah, it's too bad, Cisco. The sheriff, a good sheriff. Cisco, you now the sheriff, no?
Si, Pancho. And my first job will be to bring in that killer, Billy Madison.
And shortly now, Cisco is to face the most vicious killer he has ever met, young Billy Madison. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
Hot Ralston cereal first came along back in 1896, and it's the same today as it was then. A cereal full of good old-time nutrition. The vitamins are there, the minerals, the husky whole grain energy your family needs. Hot Ralston cereal, instant or regular. Old-time nutrition from Checkerboard Square.
Now back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The Cattleman's War. Francisco and Pancho learned that their friend, Sheriff Dobbs, had a cattleman's warrant on his hands, and that he was without help. They agreed to act as his deputies. Within the hour, the sheriff was shot and killed by the deadly baby-faced killer, Billy Madison, which left Cisco as acting sheriff. Now, Cisco and Pancho were riding to the ranch of Big Ed Domingo, autocratic, self-appointed ruler of the cattle country.
Cisco think Billy Madison stood the rancho, the hombre what played that game?
Who plays what game, Pancho?
What the name of it now? Oh, Pancho, remember? He played dominoes.
What are you talking about, Pancho?
Pancho talk about the hombre domino. His name Domino, so he must play Domino.
No, no, no. His name is not Domino, Chico. It's Domingo.
Oh, Domingo.
Si.
Then maybe he a bird, Cisco. Domingo Flamingo.
Have your fun, Pancho. For the moment, we are going to have trouble.
Why we ride this trail, Cisco, behind that ranch house?
Because I have no intention of getting shot down as the sheriff was.
Oh, these hombres tell us they ride past and see the sheriff shot down, huh?
By riding down through this canyon and coming in behind the buildings, we may take Billy Madison by surprise.
Cisco arrest Domingo Flamingo, too?
Not as yet, Pancho. He is the power behind those two killings. It will take some time to get the evidence. First, we will take Billy Madison, if we can.
Pancho knows Cisco can.
Oh, I'm not so sure, amigo. Do not underestimate that boy. Now, this is far enough to ride. Hold up, hold.
Hold, it's far enough to ride now. Hold on.
Hold. We'll leave our horses here behind the barn, Pancho, and walk around to the house.
Si, Cisco.
Quieto. Huh? I hear voices, Pancho. I do not know how many hombres are there. Mm-hmm. You watch everyone except Billy Madison. I will attend to him.
Si, Cisco.
There they are, Pancho. Domingo and Billy Madison.
Hey, Billy, look.
Get your hands up, both of you. You, Madison, come down off that porch.
Cisco.
Well... I've been looking forward to meeting up with you, Cisco.
Come down off that porch, I said.
Sure.
You, Domingo Flamingo. Pancho tells you to keep your hands up. No business of the monkeys now.
Billy Madison, I'm putting you under arrest for the murder of Sheriff Dobbs and Sayer Baker.
Give me a chance to draw, Cisco, and we'll shoot it out right here.
I said I was putting you under arrest. Turn around. I'll take your guns. Here, Pancho, hold these guns. We'll keep them for evidence.
See, Cisco.
You're yellow belly, Cisco.
Start walking, Madison. That way.
So you're wearing a star now, Cisco. You're sure asking for trouble.
And you have asked for trouble, Domingo. You are next on my list. Next and soon.
This is a nice office in this jail, Cisco. Now, since we've got Billy Madison in the jail, all we got to do is sit here what's Cisco call it we do with your thumbs?
Oh, you mean twiddle our thumbs, Pancho.
You see, all we got to do is sit here and twiddle.
Oh, we must do far more than that, amigo.
Huh?
We must be prepared for more trouble any moment.
And the cattle's worn out over now, Cisco?
It's just beginning, Pancho.
Why does Cisco keep looking out the window?
Because I'm expecting the rest of the trouble to be right here in this jail.
Well, Pancho not understand.
Well, listen to me, amigo.
I listen.
Billy Madison is back there in his cell.
In the cell,
The Domingo hombre knows he is there.
Yes, yes, yes.
Also, Senor Bucktooth knows he is there.
Everybody knows, Cisco.
I suspect that the Domingo gang will be here soon to try to get Billy Madison out of this jail. Also, that Bucktooth will bring his men here to try to take Billy Madison out of jail and lynch him.
And Cisco and Pancho try to keep Billy Madison in the jail, no?
See, that is right, Pancho. So you see. Here are some riders now, Pancho.
Look like Senor Bucktooth to Pancho.
That is who it is. Pancho, take this double barrel shotgun.
Si.
Stand right inside this door, and if anyone comes through, shoot.
Not shoot to kill, Cisco.
No. Shoot at his legs, Pancho.
Oh.
But I am hoping no one will try to come through this doorway.
Oh.
I will go out, Pancho. What can I do for you, Senor Bucktooth?
We come here for Billy Madison, Cisco.
Then you may as well go back, because you cannot have Billy Madison.
I'm warning you. We're going to get him and string him up. If you get in the way, you're going to get hurt.
Pancho.
Yes, Cisco.
You have that shotgun?
Here.
Very well. Close and bolt that door.
Yes, Cisco.
You'll shoot the first hombre who breaks down that door.
Yes, Pancho shoots, Cisco.
Well, Senor Bucktooth.
Look, Cisco. That little devil ought to be strung up, and you know it.
If that is true, then the law will attend to it.
We'll attend to it ourselves. Just a minute, boys. Take care of Cisco myself. Then we'll go after Madison. Be on your guard, Cisco, because I'm going to beat you to a pulp.
Not if I can help it. And I believe I can't help it.
I always knew what you'd like. How do you like this?
You strike a hard blow, Bucktooth. But how do you
like this? That's fighter, Cisco, but you ain't good enough.
Cisco, look out. Domingo, Flamingo, come.
Hey, Bucktooth.
postpone this fight, Senor Buck.
Let him have it, boys!
Take cover! Take cover, man!
Down behind this loss here, quickly!
Pancho, I'm going to drive Cisco! Cisco, come here!
Not quite yet, Pancho.
All right, give it back to him, boys!
Come on, get down behind this log, Cisco. They took cover, too. They'll get you.
Yeah, you're right. One of those bullets came too close for comfort. Mother mia, now what to do? Bullets from all sides of me. Your Bucktooth and I are right in the middle. Now we got Cisco pinned down. Maybe we can break Billy out of jail. Hey, Benson!
What's wrong,
Domingo? Come here.
Yeah, what?
Tell Rodriguez and Mike and Barker to keep firing. You and Pete and Slewfoot come with me. We're going to get around on the side of the jail and break the kid out.
That fat hombre is on guard in the office, boss. I just saw him look out the window.
Let him get you in our way, we'll gun him down.
How about Bucktooth and his boys?
They're pinned down, too. We got the best position, Benson. They can't get near the jail without crossing that open space. They ain't going to cross that under fire unless they're crazy.
Cisco! Cisco!
Listen, Benson.
Pancho, I'd like to help you out there, Cisco. Pancho, come out with you.
No, no. Stay where you are, Pancho.
Pancho, be with Cisco. Here, Pancho, come.
Pancho, I told you to stay there.
Come on, Benson. Pete, Slewfoot, come on to the jail, quick.
Press you, hombre. Keep firing.
There. Billy! Get him, Anderson.
In here, Domingo.
Here's the place, boys. Got that crowbar, Benson?
Sure have, boss.
Let's get busy with it and pry them window bars apart. Keep you helping. We'll have you out of there in no time, Billy.
You bring any guns for me?
Yes, I did.
I think I got my hands on him any too quick. The first thing I'm going to do is go after Cisco.
Cisco. Cisco mad with Pancho?
I should be very mad with you, Pancho. I told you to stay in that office and you did not.
But Pancho just wanted to be with Cisco.
Oh, Santo. Pancho, what am I ever going to do with
hey,
you?
Hey, Cisco, look. Huh? The bomber's running for cover from behind the jail. Hi, Thunder, that's Billy Madison with him. I'll get him. Missed him just time for one more shot. And this time...
Hey, let
go, Cisco. Ah, you made that shot go wild.
He was the prisoner of the law, Senor Bucktooth, and he is going to be the prisoner of the law. This time for good.
What do you do, Cisco? What do you do?
Tell your men to cease firing, Senor Bucktooth.
Oh, you're crazy with them armless trying to pick us off.
Tell them at once. I know what I'm doing.
All right, but... Hold the suit, boys! Hold!
Domingo! Domingo!
We got him out, Cisco. Now what you gonna do? Coming after him?
Domingo, if you dare, come out here into the open. Bring Billy Madison with you.
Sure, and have them hombres shoot us down, huh?
There'll be no more shooting from here if you will tell your men to stop shooting. Then you and Billy Madison and I will settle these right now. If you both have the nerve, which I doubt...
You come out first.
See, I will do that.
No, Cisco. Pancho, think of the trick.
Let go of me, Pancho.
Pancho, afraid for you, Cisco.
I must take the chance. Now let go of me, Pancho.
Didn't Pancho go too?
You will stay here as I told you to.
Yes, Cisco, Pancho stay.
Well, you come out or ain't you?
Hey, right now. I dare you to come out an equal distance.
I'm sure coming out, Cisco. Now go on. Back down, Yellow Belly.
You are no match for anyone, Madison. A young whelp like you. Domingo, do you dare to come out, too?
Sure, I dare to. Now, what you gonna do, Cisco?
You two are bent on having a gun battle. Very well. I will oblige both of you. Start your draw whenever you are ready.
I don't need no help. I can finish you off myself.
Do not yap like a puppy. Domingo, you have bullied and browbeaten the people of this territory long enough. Now you are through. Some moments ago, I saw one of your bullets shoot down... one of Senor Bucktooth's men. So I am arresting you along with Billy Madison for murder.
He's arresting us, Billy. You hear that?
You resist arrest?
Sure, I resisted.
And you, Billy Madison?
Why, you yellow belly, Cisco.
That is the third time you have caught me that. When I count to three, go for your guns, both of you. One.
Cisco.
Two.
Cisco, two to one, no.
Three.
Oh, my hand.
He shot my gun away, too, Billy.
See, without guns, you are helpless, both of you. Now, if there is anyone else on either side who wishes to step out here, let him come out now. Or else go home and stop this senseless war.
Ain't none of us coming out, Cisco. Man, I never saw no gunplay like that before.
You win, Cisco. Come on, boys. Let's haul out of here.
Pancho!
See, Cisco.
Open the jail door. For that is where these two hombres are going to stay until the jury decides what to do with them.
and I think I know what that decision will be.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho, think that Senor Buck Tooth is a very good fella. He's strong like the ox, no?
Si, Pancho. Senor Buck Tooth is very strong. I also believe he is very fair, too, amigo.
Cisco think he's going to be the good sheriff of this county?
Si, I do, Pancho. Now that he has been elected, I am sure he will use his great strength to see that the law and order is enforced.
And Senor Buck Tooth, sheriff, stab all the cattle for us in Cisco, huh?
Oh, I'm almost certain of that, Chico. I am sure he will stop a lot of it.
How he know what cow belongs to who, Cisco?
Oh, that is easy, Pancho. He knows the various brands on the cattle, and by the brands, he knows who they belong to.
Si. He knows the cows by the brand. That means different marks, huh?
Si, si. Now, Pancho, if you were sheriff, and you looked at that cow grazing over there, you would know whose cow it was by the brand.
You mean the cow with little calves, Cisco?
Si. If you knew all the different brands of cattle, you would know who owns that cow.
Pancho not know who owns the cow, Cisco, but Pancho know who owns the little calf.
But, Pancho, you cannot know who owns the little calf until you know who owns the cow.
No, Pancho, no. Pancho not know who owns the cow, but Pancho know who owns the little calf.
Well, if you are so sure, Pancho, who does own the little calf?
The cow.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Presenting Miss Sherry Lewis and her friend Hush Puppy.
Hello, Hush Puppy.
Oh, hiya, Sherry.
Come on, let's go for a drive.
Okay. Sherry, where are we going?
We have an appointment with the optometrist to have our eyes examined.
Oh, Sherry, what for? I can read that sign over there. It says, 4 out of 10 children have vision problems.
How about that sign further on?
Oh, that one there. That says, 80% of learning is seeing.
How about that sign way down the road there? Can you read that?
That sign reads, the American Optometric Association says that the ability to read distant signs and charts does not indicate perfect vision. Sherry?
What, Hush Puppy?
What would you say if I told you I want to go have my eyes examined?
Well, I'd say that's a good sign.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Check out the show notes at otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Until the next show, have a great day, and we'll see you guys later.